Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears are rejuvenated after the bye week, but they have to go up to Green Bay and play Aaron Rodgers, who's owned them the last several years. How do they turn that around?
Well, it's an opponent they're familiar with. So you have to understand what is your strengths and what are the weaknesses that you created from that first matchup, and don't recreate those. But again, you have to go back, and because they did have strong efforts in some aspects of the football game, and they were able to put some pressure on Aaron Rodgers in ways that you can do it with greater consistency the second time around. But now saying that, it is a full team effort. Everybody has to contribute in a positive way from the first day of preparation until the point of kickoff. And then when they're kickoff, you got to play physical, you got to play fast, you got to play smart, and you have to do everything that you wanted to try to accomplish during the bye week.
I know in the first game against Green Bay this year, the Bears didn't blitz a lot, and Mel Tucker kind of hinted after the game they may change some things up. He didn't really talk about exactly what. You have Jared Allen coming in now. He didn't play in the first game. How do you think that their approach is going to be different defensively?
Well, I think you have to look at what you think their perceived weaknesses on defense. Does it lie in the offensive line? Does it lie in a back trying to block and protect Aaron Rodgers? Or does it lie in the way that you can attack the receivers coming off the line of scrimmage? That's what the Bears need to figure out first. And if it is a way to get Jared Allen actively involved in making the left tackle get into a discomfort zone, then that's when you put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You make him try to think faster. But when you pressure Aaron Rodgers, you have to pressure him from the right position and try to make him run in a more inefficient direction than the way he likes to always run to his right, and he can be just as lethal that direction.
Tom, let's flip it over to the other side of the ball and talk about the Bears' offense. How important is it to establish a run, not just to run the ball and maintain the clock, but also to work with the play-action passes?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because when you establish a run, it helps the entire game plan. If you give run game and you can really get a lot of profits out of it, you're giving a lot of confidence to the offensive line. But then in the same result of running the ball well is what you can do for a play-action pass, because now the defense has to respect what you're getting out of Matt Forte. Now they have to be more attracted to the line of scrimmage, and that's what opens up area over the top of the linebackers in front of the defensive backs and the safeties. And maybe you can give Jay a wider variety of targets in an open area to take advantage of. But it's about being on the field for a period of time and then making sure you conclude the drives with touchdowns. You do not have the luxury of going to Aaron Rodgers Stadium and get 3 points at the end of a 10, 12, 14 play drive.
Been a lot of criticism about the team underachieving this year. 3-5 going in. You have a bye week to think about it. Take me into the mind of a player going into this game. What are you going to be looking for in terms of how they respond and how they come out against their top rivals?
Well, first of all, you always got to be concerned about your individual performance, making sure that you're playing up to the expectations that you've set upon yourself, your coaches, your head coach, and your organization has set upon you. But then how do you fit into your team? How are you making your position better? And what type of enthusiasm in the locker are you carrying with you to make sure it's contagious to the rest of your teammates? Because, again, you're looking for something. It's not that you're looking for the leadership. You're looking for guys that are having fun playing professional football. And then they're making sure that their teammates are having fun and also getting better. You have a great opportunity here, Larry. If you were going into an uncommon opponent, you wouldn't know what to think. You're going up to Lambeau Field, playing one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, and you have a chance to get yourself right back onto that map, exactly where you need to be.
Tom, during game preview every week, we talk about your memories and your stories. We put a log on the fire. We listen to you tell stories. I'm sure you have some great ones about the Green Bay Packers. What are some of the things that come to mind about that great rivalry? Because for people that don't know, you're a guy that grew up as a Bears fan. You played for the Bears. In retirement, you work for the Bears, so you have tons of Green Bay memories.
You know, I do. One of the guys that I have become friends with and always stay friends, Don Majkowski. And one of the reasons for the instant replay in the NFL is because Don Majkowski crossed the line of scrimmage, completed a pass in the end zone for a touchdown. And from that point on, he claims he's never crossed that line of scrimmage. But we do have replay in the NFL because of that play. And it wasn't a really enjoyable team meeting the next day with Coach Ditka and the results of a Green Bay Packer game that Majkowski crossed the line of scrimmage illegally, but they still got credit for the touchdown. That play will haunt me the rest of my Bear Packer life.
The thing I remember about that play is that it was called on the field that he went over the line, and then they used a replay review and changed it around. Perhaps the replay guy didn't want to to be threatened on his way out of Lambeau Field. I don't know, but the interesting thing for Bear fans is that the Bears had an asterisk in their media guide next to that game for 10 years and called it the replay game.
As they should.
Excellent. Great stuff as always, Tom. Peace there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.